Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Charmaine. Join your host, Charmaine Hammond, every Wednesday at noon PST, 1 p.m. MST. Charmaine is a best-selling and award-winning author, transformational speaker, and corporate trainer who has been changing lives for 25 years. Her first career was in criminal justice, on the outside of the bars. She was a correctional officer. That career led her to pursue a career in dispute resolution, obtaining a master's degree in conflict analysis and management, and she was a mediator in the corporate sector for over 10 years. An expert in courageous dialogue, team development, and resilience, Charmaine helps transform businesses and teams. Hammond International was incorporated in 1997 and continues to provide corporate training and business team building. Conversations with Charmaine Show brings together and showcases leading-edge experts, thought leaders, and influencers in leadership and business on a global scale. Access Charmaine's blog and newsletter at www.hammondgroup.biz. Now, grab a notepad, pen, and get ready to take in some of the best tips you will ever hear with Charmaine Hammond.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Charmaine Hammond here. I'm so delighted to introduce our guest to you, Rick Cooper. This is going to be a power half hour. So joining me today is our guest, Rick Cooper. Rick is an online marketing and social media trainer. He is the author of Seize Your Opportunities, Marketing Magic and Extreme Excellence. Rick works with small business owners who want to generate more leads online and increase sales on the internet. He helps them increase their visibility online. He was featured in Comstock Magazine and has been interviewed by the National Networker, AllBusiness.com, and East Bay Times Business Journal. If you're sitting by your computer right now, log on to socialmediaoutcomes.com. Welcome to the show, Rick. It's great to have you.
Hi, Charmaine. Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you. I'm so delighted to have this conversation about online marketing and social media because I know that it's a hot topic in business. It's certainly an important topic for entrepreneurs, and it really seems like everyone is looking for ways to leverage social media. What are some of the suggestions that you have for businesses and listeners today around how to use social media to grow their business?
Well, first of all, I want to remember that social media is social, so it's just simply a network of people that are out there. So you want to think about ways that you communicate with people and add value. And that's a real key there, is that you want to share information that has value to people. And what's interesting is if you take a site like Facebook and you look at what people are posting and then you look at what people are responding to, usually it's either personal messages or it's something inspirational like a quote or a picture, mm-hmm. and people respond to that. Oftentimes, business promotions that company leaders and business owners share don't get any or that many responses. So you want to think about what you can share that adds value, that gets people engaged in conversation. That's another key, is that you want to create engagement. You want to create a dialogue. You want people talking back and forth. And this might seem obvious, but a lot of people miss this. When people post out on your page, like on your Facebook page, mm-hmm. or on your business page, or even if they send you a tweet, you want to respond back. If somebody's, if you're starting a conversation and people jump in, you want to respond back to them. So you want to make sure that you are out on social media frequently throughout the day and checking to see if anybody's responding to you and contacting you. That also applies for personal messages as well. One of the questions that I get asked a lot is, how often should I post information that has value versus, say, a promotion? And I tell my clients that you can use the 80-20 rule. Mm-hmm. Make 80% of your posts that you share on social media be informational and only 20% be promotional. And for some, even that's too much. But it just depends on what type of business you have and who you're trying to reach out to. But that's a good rule of thumb. So about one out of every five tweets or posts on Facebook can be a promotion. The rest of it, you really want to focus on adding value, sharing information.
I love that tip around keeping those conversations going. And it's so interesting you pointed out about what people are responding to in terms of the engagement. One of the questions I put on Facebook, it was a hot summer day and we were having an ice cream. And I put on Facebook, oh, enjoying this chocolate mint ice cream. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream on a hot summer day? I could not believe the number of conversations, people talking about childhood memories to do with ice cream. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, when you put out something promotional, it's not the same kind of feedback engagement. So that's really important what you've talked about in terms of keeping the conversation going. Now,
For
people who attend events, I think this is a great question that we can talk about, is what are some of the ways to use social media to follow up and build those relationships after you've attended an event?
Well, first of all, and this is a great strategy, even before you attend an event, you ought to see if you can find how you can get connected to people in advance.
Ah.
And I went to an event recently, and someone came up to me, and they said, I saw that you're coming to the event, and you're on my list to talk to. And I was impressed by that because I was participating in an event through meetup.com.
Right.
And with Meetup, you can tell in advance who's attending. It's a good idea to take a look at before an event to see who's attending and see who you want to meet. Instead of just walking around and mixing and mingling, you do want to be open to that. But if you have a few people that you want to make sure that you meet, put them on a list and make sure that you meet them at the event. The other thing is that sometimes when you meet people and they hand you their business card, sometimes they'll have their social media information on it.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then you might have to do a little searching when you get back to your office to go and locate them. You can certainly just type in their name, for instance, in Facebook, or click in Twitter where it says who to follow and then type their name in to search for them. Another great tip, though, is to go out to their website and check to see if they have their social media links there. Oftentimes, people will put it on their contact page, so always check the contact page. Sometimes they'll have the little icons on their page. Like if you go out to my website at socialmediaoutcomes.com,
mm-hmm.
and then look in the upper right corner, it says connect with me, and then it has the little Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube links there, and people can click there and go directly out to my pages. So that's a great tip.
Brilliant.
Another suggestion is it's not enough just to add people. You want to make sure that you're also connecting with them. So it's a good tip to go out and post on their wall periodically. If you have somebody who is an ideal prospect or an ideal client for you, you might want to consider going out there and posting a comment once per week. Just find something that they've already posted and then comment on it.
Mm.
And as you develop your relationship, you can go out there and post a comment directly on their page, but if you don't know somebody that well, you want to wait before you do that, because oftentimes if they don't have a lot of interaction, your post might be sitting there a couple weeks, so
right.
kind of you're putting your foot forward a little bit too far when you're first making a connection with someone. And another great tip is that you can send a private message to people. And with a private message, only they're seeing that.
Right.
I recommend that you don't try to share too much information up front and end your message with a question, because your goal in sending a private message is to start a conversation.
Right. Love those tips, and I think that's so important because many of us in business are attending networking meetings, we're going to conferences, we're attending training programs, and it always saddens me when people leave an opportunity without following up and making those continued relationships. And one of our strategies, which I'm just so glad you raised this today, Rick, is we've made it a practice now in our business that one of the first things I do when I come home is I follow up with people that I've met. I pull out those business cards, and of course, you know, one of the things that I had happen recently to me at a conference, which kind of felt weird, it wasn't great, is I all of a sudden ended up on 27 newsletter lists. So people went a little extreme, just, you know, I never do. It's a permission based, but that was really weird and kind of alerted me to the fact that not everyone gets the rules of the game as it relates to social media.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, let's talk about Facebook here for a second. If someone accepts you as a friend on Facebook, what can you do to stay in contact with them, connect with them, and keep that relationship going?
Well, there's a couple things that you can do to keep track, because I recommend that my clients follow steps to plan out their activities on social media. So I recommend that you come up with like a daily checklist of activities that you want to do. One of the things you should be doing is you should be following up with your ideal clients or prospects, and you should also be reaching out to joint venture partners. And so it's a good idea to keep a list of people. Now you can keep it, you can create something like a spreadsheet, and you could put the website address out to their Facebook link or their Twitter link. That's a good idea for people that you actually want to follow up with and make contact over time. And Facebook and Twitter also make it easy for you to create lists. You can go into Facebook and create a list of friends,
mm-hmm.
and that allows you the opportunity to give it a name for the
right.
list, so you can go back and find it easily. from the homepage, and then you can add members to the list. Now, they don't necessarily know that they're on a list, and there's actually a couple benefits to this. One, you could just filter your news feed. If you're like me, you've got a lot of friends on Facebook, mm-hmm. and if you go out there, you're seeing a lot of posts from a lot of people that you don't really want to see every single
right.
every single day. So what you can do is you can click on a list of your friends. So if you have people that you want to do business with, you click on that list, and you can see just their posts. And now you can have conversations with the most important people that you want to reach out to. Makes it quick and easy. On top of that, when you post information out on your personal page, not your business page, but your mm-hmm. personal page on Facebook, what you can do is you can select a list and then filter that post so that only people on that list can see it. And that's a very powerful strategy, and a lot of people are missing out on that because most messages they post, they're just allowing the whole public to see it, not only their friends but anybody else.
Right.
And so you can have targeted messages to a specific group of people and then filter it just by selecting that list. And a third strategy that you can use with those lists is if you host events like teleseminars
mm-hmm.
or webinars or live events. Then when you go in to invite friends to an event, instead of having to look through your entire list of friends, you can select from just a single list of friends, and that makes it easy. If you have people that you want to invite on a regular basis, you go select that list, and then you click check, check, check to invite those friends to your event.
Wow. Those are great strategies. I'm not actually doing that, so I just learned something really, really important today just around the whole process of filtering those messages and really staying in contact with the people that you need to stay in close communication to. That was brilliant. Thank you.
Very good. You're welcome.
So how often should people be posting on Facebook? You hear all kinds of perspectives here, and what kind of information should we be sharing?
Well, I think one of the challenges that people have is oftentimes they get stuck in a rut where they just go out to their own page and they post out there and then they wonder why nobody's responding to them.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I want you to think about is if you're going out to Facebook and you're posting and no one's responding to you, what needs to happen is you need to take the game to them. You need to go out to people's pages and you need to click on the like button, you need to click on comment, and you need to create conversations where conversations are already happening.
Mm-hmm.
So look to see where people have already commented. Maybe there's 10, 15 comments. Jump into the conversation. One of the nice things about that on Facebook is that when you jump into a conversation, it will often notify the other people who have already posted before you and let them know that you've added a comment. And now they can click and continue the conversation as well. So you really need to look for high-profile places where you can post.
Mm-hmm.
Another great tip is go out and post on Facebook pages and Facebook groups. Now, I'm not talking about going out and spamming somebody's page. What I'm talking about is going out and commenting or liking or sharing a value-added message.
Mm-hmm.
If you're part of a Facebook group, then, you know, what is the focus of it? What is it that people are sharing information on? Go out and share a tip, share a strategy. Don't go in there and promote your business. The way you should use Facebook groups is to look for groups where you can find your ideal customers and clients,
mm-hmm.
and then you position yourself as an expert and you share information, and then you identify people individually and you follow up and add them as friends. In some cases, too, instead of adding somebody as a friend, you could subscribe to their page.
Right.
People have Facebook set to where you could subscribe. Always better to subscribe first than add people as a friend, because if you click the button add somebody as a friend and they don't add you, Facebook could eventually end up suspending your account. If you have too many requests that are unanswered or that people turn down, then Facebook may suspend your account. So you want to be careful about adding people that you don't really know. What you want to do is you want to have conversations with them first. What's interesting, too, is that some people will allow you to message them before you're even a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a good idea to send them a message first and reach out, make a connection, say, hey, we're part of this group. I noticed that you shared some great information here. Just wanted to reach out and say hello.
Yeah.
And that will often prompt them to click on your page and say, oh, well, I'll just add them as a friend. And that allows them to take the action to add you as a friend, and then you can approve it.
Perfect. Love that. And I thank you for bringing up the rules of Facebook, because I've heard people talk about the fact that they've been blocked from Facebook or they're not allowed to uh-huh. add other friends. And so that's really important information. We often find that people get started on these social media platforms without really understanding them. And, of course, then that lack of understanding, they're breaking rules without even knowing what rules they're breaking. So that was great information. Now, when you talk about networking, networking really is about building relationships and getting in contact with people, getting to know them. How can social media really help businesses and entrepreneurs get to know people?
You know, it's amazing to me how much information people will share about themselves on their Facebook page. some people are an open book.
I've seen some of those. Too much information.
Yeah, well, and here's the interesting thing. Facebook made a change a number of months back when they switched to the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And the timeline now allows you to go through somebody's Facebook page, and you can literally turn back the years, and you can look at what information that they posted in the past. And you can get a very good glimpse of who somebody is as a person just by what they've posted on Facebook, what they've done, by looking at their pictures. And, you have to be careful not to become a stalker, but but you can go back and look at information that people have shared, and that can help you in finding ways to add value. It can help you to look for ways that you can connect with people. Look for common points of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they like going to Hawaii and you like going there as well, and you can share the fact that you had visited Hawaii and you love to go snorkeling or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's nice about that is it allows you to connect and establish common ground, and that allows you to develop a relationship. So you want to take a look through their profile. You want to click on the timeline, look in prior years if they have posts there, and just get a sense of them. And another good idea is that you can take notes and then you can add them to your customer database. See, not a lot of people are actually going through and saying, okay, well, this is interesting. This is, be useful information, and then taking that and adding it to their customer database. If you have a CRM or a customer relationship management system, you can add certain information there about your customers, about your prospects. Harvey McKay, who wrote the book Swim with the Sharks many, many years ago,
mm-hmm.
he had a questionnaire that he would have his sales reps fill out that had about 87 questions of information. Now, they wouldn't just drill people with questions the first time they met them. They would ask those questions over the period of years.
Wow.
And with social media, now you can find out a lot of that information just by taking a look at their Facebook page and learning that information. You can keep track of that, and that's going to help you to understand people better, understand what motivates them, and understand how to develop relationships and do business with them.
That is such a brilliant strategy, Rick, around blending social media with your customer relation management system. I've not heard that happening for people, but I can imagine how powerful that would be. Really, what a good way to blend the two systems. What about LinkedIn? I've become a really big fan of LinkedIn, and I'm starting to understand the benefits slowly. What tips do you have for businesses around using LinkedIn?
Well, number one, if you are in a B2B market, if you serve businesses, business mm-hmm. to business, then LinkedIn is the place that you want to be, because you're probably going to be able to reach CEOs of companies and decision makers at companies a lot more easily than you'll be able to find them on Facebook and Twitter.
Right.
And LinkedIn really has a rich set of services that you can use to connect with people and develop relationships. A lot of people, they go to LinkedIn and they focus on the profile. They look at it and they say, well, it just looks like a resume to me. Is this really a social network?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the place that people connect is on LinkedIn groups.
Okay.
You want to join a few groups. In fact, I think I'm in over about 50 different LinkedIn groups. In fact, if you go out to my website at socialmediaoutcomes.com, click on the link there for LinkedIn, go and visit my profile, and you'll see some of the best practices out there. Number one, you want to put your past positions on there. You want to let people
mm-hmm.
know where you've worked previously. That also gives you the opportunity to connect with past employees at companies. So if you worked at a Fortune 500 company, that's going to allow you to tap into the network.
Right.
If you went to went to college, then it allows you to tap into that network. Another key there is that when you go into groups, then you look for people.
Mm-hmm.
And very much the way Facebook groups work, you want to go out and you want to share information. You want to share tips.
Right.
If you find a great post on a blog, then share that there as information. And then you want to look at the member list and then go click out and visit people. And if there's a good fit there, then you can connect and add them as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And what many people don't know is that within the groups, there's actually a capability to follow people, just like you can on Twitter. You can go into the group and then you click on follow, and that allows you to get some additional access to information about them. It's not the same as being connected as a trusted connection on LinkedIn, but it's definitely a great strategy to use. Another big idea for using LinkedIn is just simply to ask for recommendations.
Mm.
I've got a number of different recommendations or endorsements on my page. And so you want to be proactive in reaching out to your customer base and asking them to share recommendations. And they actually even prompt you. They'll prompt you to go in and type in send out a request to people through LinkedIn, and it will request that they add you as a provide you mm-hmm. with an endorsement or recommendation. And then that goes on there. It comes to you first, and you can approve it, or you can go back to them and say, hey, could you make an edit here? And then they can resubmit it to you. But that's a great strategy as well.
Yes. In fact, I love the LinkedIn recommendations. We've had people just go on our LinkedIn page and do a recommendation for us. And we've found it's become a really valuable business tool now. When I'm bidding on a contract or putting a proposal in, I send the LinkedIn page to my profile and let the organization that we're bidding with know that there's a number of recommendations there. And I've had so many potential clients email back and say, thank you for doing that. It was much easier than that reading reams and reams of PDF documents with, letter form recommendations. And the fact that, of course, with LinkedIn, they're current. Often people are using 20-year-old recommendation letters, which just doesn't work. And with LinkedIn,
right.
they're short, they're brief, and they're usually very powerfully written. So I really agree with you on the importance of the recommendation feature with LinkedIn.
Definitely.
So
here's another tip for LinkedIn. This one, not a lot of people are using. It's LinkedIn Answers.
Mm.
So if you're an expert in your particular field, and I work with a lot of experts, coaches, speakers, consultants, and trainers, and what they can do is they can go out and they can post a question,
mm-hmm.
and then people can respond to that with answers, or they can find a question that fits their particular area of expertise, and they can add an answer. And it creates a little bit of a community there around this question so that as other people are searching, they'll go through and find this information. And it's a great technique. The other thing is when you ask a question, you can actually send that out to your LinkedIn network. It'll go out to them as a message. They'll get it through LinkedIn. They'll also get it in their email. It's a great way to create
wow.
interaction with your LinkedIn contacts because everybody loves to answer questions. And even if they don't go out and answer the question, you can phrase the question in a way that gives an idea of what your expertise is, what you're working on, and creates more visibility for you. So it's a really powerful technique.
I'm learning so much today. I have a little to-do list running on the side, of the notes. Wow, this is great. Now, Rick, do you have any resources that you want to mention or share with the listeners?
Sure. I've got a great free report that's available for people who go out to my website. It's called 10 Ways to Monetize Social Media. So I'm going to give you a number of different tips that you can use to leverage social media to make money, to find customers, to generate leads in your business. If you'd like a copy of that free report, just go out to socialmediaoutcomes.com/10ways, and that's with the number 10WAYS, socialmediaoutcomes.com/10ways. Go there and download a copy of the report and get access to that. And by the way, you can email me with your favorite tip. Let me know which of those tips that you like the most. I always love to get feedback from my clients and people who are connected with me. And hear what you're finding value in.
Oh, fabulous. And what about people following you and staying in conversation with you, Rick? What's the best way for people to reach you?
Well, first of all, let me give you my social media contacts.
Mm-hmm.
An easy way to get a hold of me is through my Facebook page, and you can find that out at facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes. You can also connect with me personally on Facebook by going to facebook.com/RickSCooper, S as in Sam. And then you can also find me on Twitter at twitter.com/RickCooper, or you can just go tweet me at put the @ Rick Cooper in there and then connect with me that way. You can also call me. I do answer the phone, or at least I will follow up on a voicemail message. My phone number is 916-905-2464. And you can get access to all that information just by going out to my website, which is at socialmediaoutcomes.com.
Wonderful. Wow, Rick, you covered a lot of ground in a short period of time. It's great to really learn the rules of the game as it relates to social media, because We see lots of people on social media doing things that I think essentially hurt their reputation and their business brand. So really want to thank you for the valuable information you offered today around all forms of social media. And I very much enjoyed your comments about staying in conversation and adding value to people. I think that's a great takeaway tip. I've got lots of homework now after your call. So, and I know the listeners will again. Thank you for being on our show today, Rick.
You're welcome, Charmaine. Thank you.
Thank you. This was Charmaine Hammond with Rick Cooper. Don't forget to pop on over to Rick's website, which is socialmediaoutcomes.com. He's got a great free report there, and he would love to hear the tip out of the 10 tips that you appreciate the most. Thanks for joining us.